Japanese people brave snow to vote in snap election. Savannah Guthrie tells mother's possible kidnappers, "We will pay," in plea for her return. France investigates ex-minister Jack Lang over Epstein links. ICE protester speaks out after White House shared fake arrest image. Washington Post chief executive steps down after mass layoffs. U.S. wants Russia and Ukraine to end war by June, says Zelensky. Italy says railways hit by serious sabotage. As Winter Olympics begin, Three Doors Down lead singer Brad Arnold dies at 47. Australia's opposition coalition reunites after row over hate speech laws. Trump says he didn't see part of video with racist clip depicting Obama's as apes. South Korean crypto firm accidentally pays out $40 billion in Bitcoin. Colorado funeral home director sentenced to 40 years for corpse abuse. General shot in Moscow. Conscious after surgery, Russian media say Zambian leaders apports traditional Ghanaian outfit after online trolling. Police investigating new messages for mother of Savannah Guthrie Trump threatens tariffs on countries trading with Iran. Alleged mastermind among four arrested after Pakistan mosque blast. The woman tasked with kicking Australian kids off social media. BBC debunks Bad Bunny is not a U.S. citizen. Famous but deadly kite flying festival returns after 19-year ban. Asinger's tragic death highlights Nigeria's snake bite problem. From classroom to camera, a teacher who has become a sensation in Indian cinema. Will Sunday's snap election gamble pay off for Japan's first female premier? I don't want to imagine what happened. Shock and disbelief in area where Nancy Guthrie went missing. Can the U.S. help Iran? What Iranians say, inside and outside the country. From Hollywood to the homeland, why African countries are courting Black American stars? They were drawn to Korea with dreams of K-pop stardom, but then let down. ICE protester speaks out after White House shared fake arrest image. At the scene of deadly Pakistan mosque explosion, watch. Trump has called to nationalize U.S. elections. Is it a big deal? Watch. Ukrainian soldier thought to be dead calls his family. What the Super Bowl means to American fans. Police fire water cannon at protesters, hurling smoke bombs in Olympic host. Milan, U.S. pushes Russia and Ukraine to end war by summer, Zelensky says. Macquarie updates 2026 outlook for gold and silver. Here are the new targets. Can iron ore hold its ground amid new supply and a cooling China engine? Russia launched 400 drones, 40 missiles to hit Ukraine's energy sector. Zelensky says, Union agrees to U.S. refineries contract, averting nationwide strike. Gold, silver prices set to end wild week on a positive note. Oil prices climb on worries of possible Iran-U.S. conflict. UBS banked Ghislaine Maxwell for years, moving her money after Epstein's arrest. Dorsey's block cutting up to 10% of staff. Bloomberg News reports American Airlines CEO agrees to meet pilots' union over concerns. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. Weight loss drugs to compete on biggest stage with Super Bowl ads. U.S. agency investigating if ABC's The View violated equal time rules, Hims and Hers to stop offering compounded semaglutide pill after FDA crackdown. Trump backs merger between Nexstar and Tegna. Senator Warren presses Trump over DOJ probe of Fed Chair Powell. Consumer credit soars, beating expectations and previous records. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index rises, surpassing expectations. Canada loses 24,800 jobs, but January unemployment rate hits 16-month low. World food prices ease further in January, United Nations FAO says. German industrial recovery still tentative despite rising exports. Swedish inflation falls to 2% in January, core rate drops below forecast. Japan's Takaichi aims for blizzard of votes in rare winter election. Washington Post publisher Will Lewis announces departure following mass layoffs.